Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Today is July 23rd, 2022, and my name is Lorraine Jones. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm here today with Soror Juana Hyshaw, a Golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. The title Golden means Soror Juana has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. Juana, let's begin with you telling me something about your beginning. You want to tell me where you were born and when?
Well, actually, I was born in Kansas City, Missouri. And it at the old Wheatley Hospital, was the only black hospital in Kansas City at that particular time. And so I was born there. It is now torn down and no longer exists.
Okay. As it is with a lot of places, I'm sure, that we've all dealt with. So tell us about your family growing up. Maybe if you want to share your parents' names, whether you have siblings. Tell us about it.
I was born to Simon Peter Cole the second, and my mother was Maydee Maxine Branham prior to becoming Cole. And I have five siblings. There were five of us. And I actually have three stepsisters, and we called them steps because they were actually my father's children, but not my mother's. Their mother died in childbirth when the third one was born. And so my father had three girls before he met my mother. Met my mother, and voila, five more developed. I was the oldest of the females. There were three girls and two boys, and I was the oldest. So I ended up doing all the duty of, you know, take your little sister, take your little brother out. You're responsible. So that's where I first learned responsibility.
And that's the truth with a lot of us that are the oldest in the families. That's great. So are you married? Do you want to tell us about your spouse and if you have any children?
Yes, I am very fortunate. I have my spouse is Robert Hyshaw. And Robert and I have been married for 55 years this coming December. We celebrate. And, you know, when we first got married, we said, okay, 1 year, we'll try it for 1 year because we're both young. We were 19 when we got married. And that 1 year has turned into 55. And every year I said, you know, your year is up. But he refused to leave. So we have had a wonderful relationship. From that our union, we have had two wonderful sons, Robert James Hyshaw Jr., who is the oldest, and George Alexander Hyshaw, who is 6 years younger than Robert. And they are both productive parents, and I really feel blessed because my oldest son is in Baton Rouge, and he has three kids. And my youngest son is in Tucson, Arizona, and he has three kids. So I have now four granddaughters and two grandsons. My son in Baton Rouge is a architecture engineer, and my son in Tucson, Arizona is a neurologist doctor, neurology psychiatry doctor. So he's a practicing practitioner. And so we have been just truly blessed. And that was from 1 year that we were supposed to be married. And so now, 55 years later, we have a lot to be proud of and a lot to say thank you, Lord, for blessing us.
That's right. You should be proud. And congratulations on your upcoming 55th anniversary. That's beautiful. That's so beautiful.
Well, you know, he might get fired this year, but... Who knows?
You might as well keep them now. Okay, well, so tell us about what your occupation is or was.
My occupation, right now I'm retired and love retirement, but my occupation was education. And I've been in education, I was in education for 42 years. I started out as a classroom teacher, loved it. Then matriculated to administration, was elementary principal for several years, worked at two schools simultaneously, principal over two schools, West Rock Creek and out at Sugar Creek, and then also West Rock Creek and then another school. So I was in the Kansas City, Missouri School District, and I was very active as a principal. Then I went down to central office. And when I said went down, it was not far away, but I went to the central office and worked as a director over schools. When their administration, when their administration changed, I later went back to the schools as principal, and I stayed in the district for 32 years, left the district, and then went to Center School District, where I was a director over the elementary schools and worked there an additional 10 years. Had a wonderful time in my work experience. In fact, I had opportunities because I was the principal of a magnet school. I actually got to recruit and went overseas to Belgium to recruit my teachers for my school. Also, I went to the University of Quebec to study in a full immersion program, French immersion, and stayed there with a French family for a period of time before I actually implemented my school. So it was a wonderful ride, a wonderful experience. I totally enjoyed it, and sometimes you think, would I have changed it? No, I wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. I touched a number of lives. I have students that still come to me today. And so that has been rewarding.
Wow. Well, so, Arwana, you've had quite an illustrious career in education and a lot of wonderful experiences. Thank you for sharing those with us. So tell us about your college experiences. Where did you attend college, and what was your major, and when did you graduate?
I attended University of Missouri, Kansas City, and I attended as an undergrad, where I became an AKA. I went in the undergrad chapter at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Also, I furthered my education by earning my master's, my specialist, and my doctorate at the same university. Okay. And that experience was great.
Mm-hmm. Great, wonderful. You have done a great job of getting that education, and you just climbed higher and higher, and that's wonderful. So tell us when you became a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha. Did you say it was during your college days?
Yes. As I stated just a moment ago, mm-hmm. it was when I was at UMKC that I got involved in Alpha Kappa Alpha. It was actually during my junior year. And so I was active on campus for a year and was mm-hmm. able to bring in another group before leaving. Actually, during that particular time, I served in many roles because there were very few of us, so we, wore a number of hats. Mm-hmm. And I was able, we met with the grad chapter a couple times, and I decided once I graduated, I was going to go immediately into the graduate chapter, which I did. Mm-hmm. And so I went into Beta Omega, and I have been an active member of Beta Omega now for about 49 years. And I had the opportunity to get involved with the dead ball when I first came in. And at that particular time, we were working with Mu Omega over in Kansas City, Kansas. We did the debutante ball jointly, and so I was able to meet a number of individuals in the Kansas City chapter, or Kansas City, Kansas chapter, Mu Omega, and my aunt was a member of that chapter at that particular time.
Oh, wow. You were quite busy in those days in your undergraduate time with AKA and further on, as you have stated. You've been with the sorority a very long time. We know over 50 years now. So, well, so what was it about Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority that made you want to become a member? When did you decide that this was the organization you wanted to be a part of?
It was kind of understood. My aunt was an AKA, my cousins were AKA, my family members, all we knew was Alpha Kappa Alpha, and I really wanted to be an AKA. But getting married early and going to junior college, I didn't know if it would be open to me. Once I completed junior college and went on to the university, then there was a city chapter that was open. So at that time, they chose me to come on board, and I just gravitated towards it because I really wanted to be an AKA.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. You have a legacy, don't you? Quite a family legacy behind you there. Well, tell us what offices and titles that you've held within Alpha Kappa Alpha. From undergraduate, I think you mentioned some in undergraduate that you did, but tell us about some of your graduate experiences.
You know, being in a grad chapter for over 50 years, you do a little bit of everything from picking up paper to organizing the groups. So if we think in terms of what I chaired a number of committees. I worked on a number of committees, and also I've held a number of positions. In terms of 50 years, there's a number. The one that really stands out, you know, besides being financial secretary and taking care of monies and so forth, my biggest reward was when I was debutante ball chairman. I totally enjoyed that because I worked with the young girls, and I had been involved with debutante ball for over 10, 15 years. And so to be able to chair it was really something that I looked forward to and something I totally enjoyed. Also, one of the biggest rewards was when I became bacillus. I was second anti, first anti, and then bacillus. And that was rewarding because what I found was we came together, even though we were in a pandemic. I had a number of sorors that were so willing to do what was necessary to make things continue to go and to make Beta Omega still viable. So that was exciting for me. And my administration, the group that I worked with, were just fabulous. I mean, I can't say thank you enough to them. They were just absolutely wonderful. So even though we were in a pandemic, we continue to carry on business as usual.
Right, right. That COVID pandemic time, you experienced some new things because it was the first time any of us had gone through those things, and you were in leadership at that time. So.
Yes, and it was really amazing for me because I had felt like I was not a technology person whatsoever, and I had to learn how to do things electronically because it was necessary.
Right.
And so I became more astute in terms of how to at least go beyond just getting emails.
Right, right, right. And I think all of us went through that during the COVID pandemic. We had to learn things that we had not done before. So, well, on that string of thought, tell us how AKA has impacted your life.
AKA has been extremely impactful because, as I stated, there were opportunities to do things that I hadn't done before, community work, total community involvement, working with the youth with Deb Ball, working with the youth on various platforms. It was truly impactful because I was out in the community more than I probably would have been had I not had Alpha Kappa Alpha behind me.
Right, right. So since it had an influence on some of the volunteer activity and things that you've had done, did it have an impact on your career in any way, being an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman?
Being an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman is extremely important to me, and I felt like if I mentioned AKA, they knew. And I felt like I was an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman, and I had to carry myself as thus. Mm-hmm. And so it was very important to me to do what my mentors had taught me. And when I say my mentors had taught me, the older women in Alpha Kappa Alpha, when I came along, I was totally a neophyte. You know, I still have milk on the breath, as they say. But they took us under their wings and actually trained us. They, you know, if you did something wrong or you didn't dress appropriately or you were, you know, not up to snuff, so to speak, they corrected you. And they trained you to be a young lady or ladylike. I know it was amazing. I met an old friend a couple years ago, and he said, you know, you still, he called me ancient debutante, because he said, you still carry yourself so well. But that's something that we had learned. You carried yourself extremely well because you were Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. You weren't riffraff.
Right, right. Very important, and you do. You still to this day, or, you know, it does show. So that's awesome. Well, since you have done some community service, can you tell us some of your contributions to community service, either career or volunteer work?
There's been a number of things. I've worked on, you know, voters registration. I've worked at the pantry. I've worked at the getting food for individuals. So I've done a number of things on that order. I've worked with children forever. I've worked with reading programs and just been totally involved. I've also, and I really feel like it has helped me, because I don't know if I would have been out there as much, but I'm out in the community constantly. Mm-hmm. And in my pink and green.
Right, right. That's true. Well, let's ask this. How have you impacted the lives of others because of AKA?
I think one way I've impacted lives of others is because of my sense of feelings for others. I, you know, the golden rule, treat others as you want to be treated. I witnessed that from a number of the women that I talked about as being my mentors in Alpha Kappa Alpha, and I try to carry and follow that through. I try to treat individuals the way that I definitely want to be treated. So I tend to be more intent on, you know, being accessible to them and to be responsive to them.
All right, very good, very good. Well, let's change gears just for a moment. Why don't you tell us, what was your most memorable AKA moment?
I have to think about that for a moment because there's been so many. But I think the most memorable one, I would have to say, is when I first sang the national hymn and I was an AKA. We were all in line. That's when we clasped hands, you know. And I sang it for the first time and I was an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. Tears ran down my face, and that was truly memorable. Also, when I was debutante ball chair, to actually hand out those scholarships that we had awarded from the chapter, it was a memorable experience. But again, whenever I sing the national hymn, my mind goes back to that very first time in my white when I was an actual AKA.
Right. That's beautiful. What do you like the most about being an AKA then?
I like the camaraderie. I have made many friends. And I truly mean that. Now it's my younger friends because I have now moved to where my mentors were, and I'm a mentor. And it's the younger ones. And I just feel so blessed that, you know, I mean, the women around me, I truly feel, are my sisters. They're sisters in spirit. And they're sisters. They're not my natural sisters, but they're my sisters.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And we need experienced sorors like you to continue to pour into the younger sorors. So that's really awesome. What advice do you give to sorors who are starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Treasure it. It's not something that just... it's a fly-by-night. Enjoy it. Live your life. And enjoy the sisterhood. You know, sometimes we get into those, oh, I'm mad, I'm angry. No. It's something to be enjoyed. If you need to walk away a moment, walk away and then come back. But we are blessed to have the sisterhood. And so... We pour out to others, and it's a blessing to still be able to pour out.
Indeed it is. So tell me, Sorwana, what do you want sorers to remember about you?
You know, that's a difficult question. I'm not gone yet. So, you know, but I want them to remember that I gave it my all. That I truly believed in what I said. I believe in a sisterhood. You know, some might talk the rhetoric, but besides talking, I walk the walk. And I truly believe in the sisterhood. And when all is said and done, and my final days are over, I believe the song, you know, that we sing at our ceremonies, where if you've been an AKA, you've lived your day. Mm-hmm. I've lived my day. And again, you know, I keep saying I'm blessed because maybe I'm at that stage mm-hmm. where I realize that it's not going to be as long as it's been. And I am eternally grateful and thankful to the good Lord for giving me these number of years and putting all of this in my life, because I believe everything happens for a reason. It's not just by chance, but it happens for a reason. And I think in terms of, you know, I started my bachelorship later in life. It wasn't earlier in life. I had those things going where I was going to school, I was getting this degree, and I was raising the kids, and I didn't have time. And one of my mentors had said to me, that was very close to me, she said, "We were grooming you to become a bachelor, and you didn't do it." And I said, "Well, you know, so much was going on in my life." But because of her, I said, "One day I will stop. And I will become bachelor's." And I did. Aww. So I hope she's looking up from above. She was looking at me and said, "Job well done, Sora. Job well done."
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, Sorwana, is there anything else you want to share with us before we end today?
I think I've shared enough. Think so?
Well, it's been beautiful visiting with you, and we're going to bring this to a close. So thank you so much, Sora Juana, for sharing your story.
And I thank you.
You are so welcome. This concludes the recording for Juana Hyshaw, dated July 23rd, 2022, at the Midwest Genealogy Center in Independence, Missouri.